From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. My privilege to host it for you tonight. Open lines this hour and next hour. Showdown with nuclear Iran. We're also going to talk about North Korea with Jerome Corsi with a coast-to-coast twist. Well, I don't agree with this. A court is allowing the National Security Agency's wiretapping program to continue during appeal. And let me explain myself in just a moment. The Bush administration can't continue its warrantless surveillance program while it appeals a judge's ruling that the program is unconstitutional. This according to a federal appeals court. The president has said that the program is needed in the war on terrorism. Opponents argue it oversteps constitutional boundaries on free speech, privacy, executive powers. The unanimous ruling from a three-judge panel of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals gave little explanation for this decision. In the three-paragraph ruling, the judges said that they balance the likelihood an appeal would succeed, the potential damage to both sides, and the public interest. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit seeking to stop the program on behalf of journalists, scholars, and lawyers who say it has made it difficult for them to do their jobs because they believe many of their overseas contacts are likely targets. Look, we know that many members of government knew about the possibility of an al-Qaeda attack, and that was months before September 11th of 2001. We know this. We didn't have this warrantless surveillance program in place. We already had the information. This is an erosion of your rights and mine, and I don't like it. And I hope eventually when this goes through the court systems, it gets wiped out. You know, Art Bell once told me, you know, when you make it big on the internet, then you know you've come to the moment of your life and your career. Well, it may have happened for me. There is an internet site out there with a person by the name of Sorsha File, who she's Russian, and she puts out some interesting stories. She really does. But I got to tell you, she's got one out there now on her website, which just boggles my mind because it has to do with Bob Woodward. Yep. The writer, reporter, editor, and me. I'm going to read you the paragraph, and then I'm going to tell you the truth behind it. This is really unbelievable. In her story, she goes on to say, even more intriguing in these ongoing matters is that during his service as a U.S. Navy intelligence officer, Bob Woodward had as his assistant another U.S. Navy officer named George Norrie, and who is now the most listened to American radio personality, hosting a conspiracy-devoted program called Coast to Coast AM, and which is currently serving as the main outlet for those American citizens voicing dissent against their government. Well, first of all, we are not serving as a main outlet for you to voice dissent against their government. We are voicing and allowing you to talk the truth, to talk how you feel, which way it takes you. It could be pro. It could be con. It doesn't matter. So that's wrong. The other thing is that, yes, I was a U.S. Navy officer, but I was never Bob Woodward's assistant. I don't know Bob Woodward. I have never spoken to Bob Woodward. I'm trying to get Bob Woodward on the program to talk about his new book, but I don't know him. I also didn't serve in U.S. Navy intelligence. I was a public relations officer. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. It is amazing how these stories start growing and growing and growing. But, you know, she's got me as Bob Woodward had as his assistant another U.S. Navy officer named George Norrie. Well, the only thing that is true is I was a Navy officer. North Korea has renewed activity at suspected nuclear test sites, including the movement of people, vehicles, and material. Not a good sign. Officials say the activity, which has been observed by intelligence agencies for several weeks, does not indicate that a test is imminent, but it does increase the likelihood of a nuclear test. A test could be carried out without much forewarning according to another official, adding that a decision to conduct a test by the closed society would only be done with political ramifications in mind. This is one of the topics next hour we'll talk with Jerome Corsi about. The federal government will stop seizing small amounts of lower-priced prescription medications mailed from Canada. A lot of people have been trying to order prescription drugs from Canada because the same stuff is cheaper there. And now they're going to relax that because they've been cracking down on Americans. As a matter of fact, they seized prescription drugs from some 40,000 Americans that had ordered from Canada. Now they're going to just relax it a little bit. They're going to allow you to import roughly a 90-day supply. Look, they should allow you to import whatever you want if you have a legitimate prescription and shop around and get the best price possible. In Austria, a landlord who unlocked an apartment after his letters announced a rent increase went unanswered found the body of an elderly tenant, and police believe the man may have died 4 years ago. The remains of a 93-year-old man, a former professor, were found in a bed after the housing management company got the keys to his flat and made a visit after he failed to respond to letters requesting more rent. Now, I pondered this for a while, saying, how in the heck could they allow this to happen? How? Well, no one noticed it because apparently he had automatic rent payments taken right out of his bank account, which were constantly being replenished with automatic deposits from his pension fund. So had they not increased the rent, he could have been in there another 5 years before anybody found out about it. And it looks like scientists are finding out how to teleport objects. As a matter of fact, beaming people in Star Trek fashion is still in the realms of science fiction. But physicists in Denmark have teleported information from light to matter, bringing quantum communication and computing closer to reality. Until now, scientists have teleported similar objects such as light or single atoms over short distances from one spot to another in a split second. But a professor in Denmark says, we've got a major breakthrough using light and matter. The experiment involved for the first time a macroscopic atomic object containing thousands of billions of atoms. They also teleported the information a distance of half a meter, but believe it can be extended further. It'll be just a matter of time. They'll teleport objects and then maybe us. Had a chance to get on Glenn Beck's CNN Headline News show today. Thanks to you, Glenn, for letting us talk about many things that we talk about here on Coast to Coast AM. So we've got open lines for you. Let me give you those phone numbers. West of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First-time caller line, 818-501-4721. And the wildcard line, that's loaded and ready to go, 818-501-4109. I'm George Norrie, not Bob Woodward's assistant, and this is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Open Lines. I'm George Norrie. This, of course, is Coast to Coast AM. And let us go to the phones. Let's see. Who will be the luck of the draw? How about East of the Rockies? You're on the air. Hi there. Good morning. Good evening.
Hi, George.
Yes, sir. Take it away.
Hi, Woody from Connecticut. How you doing?
Hey, Woody. I'm doing great. Thanks.
Listen, I watched the specials on the magician David Blaine. And my wife and I cannot believe our eyes. And we're wondering if you feel, or any of the listeners, do you think he has extraterrestrial power? Do you think he's just a magician, or do you think there's more to that? I mean, he levitates, he pulls things through glass. He's doing this to police officers and firefighters out on the street.
Now, you're talking about wild. David Blaine or Chris Angel?
David Blaine.
Okay, because Chris Angel does about the same thing. I think both of them, Woody, are unbelievable. I don't think they have any supernatural powers or extraterrestrial powers. I think they're darn good illusionists and magicians. I think they're very good at what they do.
crazy. It's just unbelievable how he can reach through glass and get somebody's watch that was just on their wrist. It just doesn't seem possible.
I saw a promo clip of Chris Angel standing behind a guy, and he put his arm through the guy's chest, and it came out through his front. It was. I couldn't believe it.
What do you make of it?
I don't know. That's a good question. We're trying to get Chris Angel in the studio. Not that you'd be able to see it on the radio, but you know what? With someone like Chris Angel, he might develop a way for you to see it over the radio.
Maybe it'll come through my steering wheel while I'm driving around.
I love it. But they are good, and it's great entertainment.
And one other thing. I'm in law enforcement, and full moons, absolutely, we go crazy.
Well, you get ready for Friday. I'm going to be in Portland out of KEX, our affiliate there, and we've got Full Moon Fridays. Always a fascinating evening.
I usually don't get to listen that much that night because we're busy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks for the call.
Take care.
Appreciate you being on Coast to Coast. Next up, Wild Card Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello.
Yes, sir. How are you? Where are you?
I'm in San Diego. My name's Tim Trask, and my dad listens to your program. He's listened for years and years, and his name's Jack Russell. He's over there in Wyoming. So he's in Dayton, Wyoming, so I just wanted to say hey to him. But I've had psychic things happen to me my whole entire life, and I say they happen because they're events that happen, and it's like I don't have control over them. They just happen. And the first time I was like 12, and my stepdad was being abusive, and so I was, like, hitchhiking out of town, and I got in the car with this guy who was kind of like, I guess he looked really, like, when I first got in, he seemed kind of evil, and so when he looked at me in the eyes, I thought, oh, no, I better get out. I think I made the wrong decision. So
you were already in the car, huh?
Yeah, and so then I got out of the car, and I started, like, walking back, and there was another girl who was going to walk up behind. She was walking behind me, and I kind of slowed down for her and stuff. And then I got in the car first, and then when I saw his eyes and the way he looked at me, I thought, oh, no, this guy wants to harm me. So I got out, and I told the girl, like, don't get in the car with him. I think he wants to harm you.
Good advice.
And then she got in, and then later I saw a show like a television show, just the news break, and it was like a Dodge Dart, and they said that this girl had disappeared.
Oh, my God.
And then I heard later that, you know, he had killed her, and they caught him. And then other things, like I go to people's homes. I'm a termite guy. I go to people's homes, and I smell, like, the smell of death. It's kind of like a bittersweet, like, rose smell or potpourri or something.
Now, when you say you smell death. You smell death of someone who has already passed on?
Passed on, yeah.
Ah, okay.
And then the names of the people come to my mind, like you get a song stuck in your head. And it's happened to me, like, about 50 times. And I had a near-death experience when I was 16.
I've had one of those.
I was given 3 months to live with cancer, and I beat it. I basically healed myself, and I knew I wouldn't die. And the 13 other cases of people that had the type of cancer I had, they all perished.
Was your mother or your grandmother on your mother's side, were they tuned in? Were they psychic?
I think it's more my dad's side.
Really? That's unusual. Probably most of the time it comes from the maternal side. Let me ask you a quick termite question. Do those, automatic termite things that they stick in the ground really work and prevent termites from attacking?
I don't think so, no. I think what chemical treatment is the only way to take care of the termites that live in the ground.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
But I just wanted to say, let you know that this strange stuff that has happened. But I was with my mom in other incidents, and I saw a car crash, and we were on our way to the doctor's, and she said, I said, did you see that car crash? And she said, what car crash? What are you talking about? And then, like, 2 seconds after the whole conversation, I see this red Ranchero pass our car by, and then the right front tire blew out and went right in front of us. and it crashed exactly how I saw it.
Man, you are seeing the future.
Yeah, and then another thing that happens when my mom passed away, and she came and visited me, and she was an angel.
Well, let me tell you, it sounds like you definitely have some kind of psychic ability, and a pretty darn good one, too. Just keep polishing it up, but who knows where you're going to lead us. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Sam.
Hi, Sam.
I'm a first-time caller. I was just kind of interested in learning about what the show was about and stuff like that. So,
well, now, how'd you find us, Sam?
I was just screwing around with my AM radio last night, and I tuned into this, and I heard it talking about 9/11. And
well, this has got to be, and you got to have, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 16.
16, okay. You're going to have all your friends listen, too, because this is one of the greatest radio shows you'll ever hear in your life. I'm hooked on it. And I've been hooked on it. And we deal with everything from ghosts and strange mysteries to government conspiracies to seeking the truth to whether there's going to be a bird flu or whether it's a hoax. We do it all. But you know what? We need younger people like you to continue to listen to the program because that's the growth. That's our future. So tell all your buddies about it.
Oh, yeah, I will. And the lady was talking about the 9/11 last night and mm-hmm. something about it being a conspiracy. And a lot of my friends at school are Republicans, but even they're kind of getting tired of, because I'm from Wyoming and this is like totally Republican everywhere.
Sure.
And even a lot of my Republican friends whose parents were all going nuts about Bush are kind of going, you know, right now and stuff with all the stuff that's going on lately. And a lot of them think that the 9/11 was a conspiracy because they swear if you look at it, if you look at the footage, it's like they say that the bottom of the Twin Towers fall down before anything else. And it's kind of, I don't know where my standing is on that.
As long as you really understand that Al-Qaeda played a role in it, and then you add some of the other ingredients, I can accept that. I don't like the conspiracy theories that take these fanatics out of the equation. Now, how they got into it, whether they were paid, who knows what, but you have to add them into the mix. And I think those who don't are making a big mistake. Regardless of whether you believe the towers were brought down by explosives or not, the main issue is you cannot ignore what is happening in these fanatical areas. It is real. And you make a huge mistake if you don't look at that as a strong possibility in terms of were they paid, how did they get involved, who knew, but you have to include them. You include them, then you can try to work on the other theories. And definitely, there's some strange things that happen. I've been reporting on that too. And as we all know now, that according to the former CIA director, George Tenet, He claims that he told Condoleezza Rice about this 2 months before it happened, that something major was going to happen, and nobody listened. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hi there.
Thank you, George. This is sure. Bob in San Francisco.
Hello, Bob.
How are you?
I am well, always well.
Same
even
here.
When
we
I'm not well,
today.
I'm well. Yeah, well, it's about time.
So I'm in the mood to call.
All right.
I actually wanted to ask you a question first about an email I send you. Do you read your emails, and how long does it take?
I read my emails. I do not respond to every email. And how long does it take? It depends on the moment. When I get up, the first thing I do is I hit my emails. It's an ongoing procedure up until airtime.
Okay. I sent you one about your endothelial dysfunction. Do you remember that?
My what?
Your endothelial. Okay, you don't. Your problem isn't the plaque in your veins. You have basically endothelial dysfunction, which is the inner lining of your veins. When you have a dysfunction, then the plaque starts accumulating.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the calcium in my system.
Yeah, but it's really endothelial dysfunction is the root cause, and you didn't respond. I had some recommendations, but you know I was going to give them to you one at a time because it takes time to build up. I may respond back.
You know what I did, though, with that? I forwarded that to my doctor.
What did he say?
Well, he hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Well, he ought to, because this is pretty important. And the thing, George, is today the supplement industry, you know, is booming. And they they have some terrific products. They can do a world of good for you.
Well, we're gonna do a show on all that pretty soon, very soon. Just things to help us all health-wise. You know what? If you don't have your health, if you don't have your family, whether your family's coast to coast or your natural family, it's not worth it. Take care of all these things. I'll be back in a moment. Okay, this Friday, the program, like I said, originates at KEX out of Portland, Oregon. And then Saturday, I'll be at Powell's Book signing The Worker in the Light book. Come on by. That is on Burnside in Portland. And then on Sunday, I'll be over at Richard C. Hoagland's Joshua Tree Conference in California. If you're still interested in going to that, go to his website at enterprisemission.com or call 800-900-7030. Well, great night tonight, and thanks for being with us. Let's go to the phones. Wildcard line, why don't you get us going? Hi there.
Hi, George. This is Rita in Tucson, Arizona.
Hey, Rita.
And I just wanted to make a comment about the awful, horrible school shootings that have been occurring. The men breaking in and singling out the young ladies.
Yes.
It chokes me up. I'm sorry, but I'm concerned because of NBC's the Dateline with Chris Hansen, his To Catch a Predator programs.
Okay.
Because after he was on Oprah, and they made such a big deal about it, and he has been doing this for quite some time, the man broke into the Colorado school and killed the single young lady. And then I told my mom, I said, you watch. They have created a thing where now the online predators are going to feel backed in a corner, and they're not going to feel safe to be preying on these kids online. And this is the beginning of it. And a week later, the thing happens at the Amish school. And I'm kind of appalled at the media because they portrayed it as him getting, you know, it was a revenge thing. Like, they made it look like he was a victim of something. Someone had done something to him and he was retaliating.
Yeah, he was a sicko. That's all.
Yeah, the truth comes out is that he had these same ideas. I'm scared that because, you know, Chris Hansen has embarrassed these people online, as, you know, they rightfully should be caught. I'm just saying that with all this publicity, that unknowingly they have created a whole nother situation. And I just have a feeling that this is going to escalate. There's going to be more and more of this. Why are they going in and making all the men and the adults leave, boys, and singling out, you know, I want this girl, this girl, this girl, and then doing this and then killing themselves?
I know, Rita. I mean, this is it's a sick society. It's something we've been talking about for a long time.
It's frightening.
And I don't know if it was that episode that has kind of kicked these lowlifes from the dust into the air, but you know, it might have contributed to it.
I think it's egging it on. The other thing that's kind of frightening about the whole situation, and I have one child and he's 19 and I'm so glad he isn't small, and it's not verbatim, but I know that it says something in Revelations about end days, and that the women that have small children will suffer greatly. And, you know, if that's not making women who have children that are in high schools and junior highs and grade schools not worry every day, I don't know what would.
I know. I remember the days when I was in school. Who would ever think about situations like this? Man. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi there.
Sorry.
That's right.
Hi, George. This is Mike in Tennessee.
Hey, Mike.
I had a quick question for you. That laugh track that you have on there where that guy in the observes an accident and then...
The elderly women are beating the guy up.
I know you're not going to play that for about another year, but can you pick that up on your website and hear it?
I don't know if it is still available because those things generally fade off after a few months.
Okay, you played it about a month ago, and I didn't know if it would still be actually part of the show, or is that considered a separate search?
I don't think it's there.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about your calcium bomb test, your retest, and whether or not that guy that hacked into the computers to look for the UFOs was, if you've ever followed up on him since he couldn't get through because his phone.
Gary McKinnon.
Yes, sir.
We continue to follow up on his situation. As a matter of fact, Linda Moulton Howe did a follow-up for us on that. She interviewed him, so we took her report. And in terms of the calcification, I dropped 6%. I would have been really happy with a 30% drop, but going down is better than going up. And I'm not on the program now, but I may go back on it in another month or so.
Okay. Thank you very much, George. Okay. I appreciate the show.
Likewise. Next up, let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. It's your turn. Hi there.
Hi, George. This is Chris calling from Minnesota.
Hi, Chris. And what's going on?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to disagree with you a little bit about this foreign surveillance program that we have. First of all, let me begin by saying that you had mentioned that the government knew something about Al-Qaeda before 9/11, and that's absolutely true that the government knew that Al-Qaeda was a threat. However, none of the documents, and you mentioned the George Tenet, Condoleezza Rice situation, that document was explored by the 9/11 Commission, and that document had no specific intelligence other than saying that Al-Qaeda was planning something spectacular. What I see the problem being is that now the government has tools to actually be able to collect intelligence on Al-Qaeda based on the phone calls that they are making into the United States and that people in the U.S. are making to suspected terrorists. And now people don't want our government to be able to get that information. And I just completely disagree with that.
No, that's not true. This is warrantless surveillance. If they want to go ahead and start doing what they have to do on Americans, they should be able to do it. And, go through the proper procedures as they always have had to.
The problem George, is that if you're dealing with a specific person, okay, then it's easy to go through the FISA court and get wiretapping on a specific foreign person. But the problem is that the Al-Qaeda network is such that we don't know everyone that's in that network. We're seeing people in Michigan and in other states, people of Arab descent that are literally being caught with thousands of cell phones. You know, these are untraceable.
Yeah, but this isn't because of the warrantless surveillance program.
Well, why you know, you talk about conspiracies on the show. Why is it that people of Arab descent are collecting thousands of cell phones?
Maybe they want to talk to a lot of people, or maybe they truly are involved in some of these situations.
Well, what's going on
what's your point? We're finding
that,
we're finding that out now without this kind of law.
No,
without,
but the point is that the cell phones are being shipped overseas.
What has that got to do? But they're being used back here too, right? And my point is that we should not be invading the privacy of Americans without a proper warrant. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying there is no problem.
Sure there is. There absolutely is a problem.
No, they want to be able to spy on everybody in this country
at any time
they want.
If you're worried about the government spying on you, then you shouldn't be filling out a tax return, because believe you me, there is more information that can be found on your tax return than there can be based on telephone calls that either you're making overseas or people from overseas are making in America.
Hey, the IRS is now channeling collections to private firms. They're going to have your tax return information anyway. I mean, this is a sorry time with this tremendously great country when Americans are losing rights every day. And I don't understand why a lot of people are beginning to see this. This isn't a matter of, you know, because you don't do anything wrong, and I really believe that, and I don't, and many people who listen to this program don't, doesn't give governments the right to infringe on our rights. When our forefathers,
but it's not an infringement on our rights, because these calls are international calls that are being made out of the U.S.
No, then we need to continue doing what we're doing on a covert basis and not pass legislation and able to go after everybody else. I don't want to put the tools to do this in somebody's hand legally.
But the problem is that how can we collect information that's going to lead us to stop the next terrorist attack as we did in Great Britain? And by the way, that information was collected through warrantless wiretapping of international phone calls.
You do it with covert. You do it with a covert operation. Who's nobody's going to nobody's going to scream.
Covert operation, George? If they can't listen to phone calls of people calling back and forth,
I'm saying if covert people want to listen specifically to international calls, that's been going on for a long time, and they don't have warrants doing that.
No, but that's exactly what, isn't that what you're criticizing?
No. I'm criticizing legislation to give them the right to do it. I would much rather know that our very strong intelligence is doing whatever they need to do to protect Americans. What I am opposed to, and you got to understand this, is I am opposed to giving an instrument in the hands of someone who eventually could abuse the power, and then we don't have anything to do about it. We're trapped.
There's all kinds of abuses of power that's happened over the years, and I couldn't agree with you more that anytime there's an abuse of power that we need to prosecute that to the fullest extent of the law. But the problem is that you seem to be criticizing, on the one hand, giving somebody the tools to do it, while on the other hand saying that you want them to be doing it covertly, and I don't understand that.
Because it can't be abused on a legal sense. If they legally have the right to go after every American, if they want to, all right? If they want to, we have lost all kinds of privacy. My concern isn't today. See, I tend to believe that the quest to defeat terrorism is also an affront to purposely invade our rights. And I believe that. And that's probably why you and I differ.
Yeah. Because I believe that the only people that want to destroy your rights, George, and my rights, and the rights of everybody that's listening to the show are the people that subscribe to the radical Islamic regime, that kind of radical ideology that want to convert everyone to Islam at the request of a gun or a sword.
I accept all of that. I accept all of that as truth, but I'd like to add the caveat that there are some people in this country and in England and in France and in other nations who would love to take advantage of all of us for their own greedy means.
And I think there's no doubt that there are people like that. But I look at the people who are trying to kill us and convert us to their religion as being a greater threat. And if we don't give
give them the tools. They already have the tools. You know what? We've got spy satellites that can look at your license plate when you drive your car in the morning. Do they have the right to legally do that? I don't think so, but do we really care as long as they are doing what they need to do to protect us? My point is I don't want to give them the legal right to do whatever they have to do. If we give them the legal right one day, let's say, to go into your home at a whim, which I think they have the ability to do now anyway, but to be able to just do that, I don't want them to have the legal right to do it, because somebody somewhere, if it's not today, I'm telling you, it's going to be tomorrow. They are going to abuse the power, and we are up the creek.
The problem that I have, and I really enjoyed visiting with you about this, George, the problem that I have is that we have people in this country that want to give more rights to people who are overseas than what Americans have, or the same rights that Americans have, and I just have no sympathy for that whatsoever. I think the criticism that's been made about our government in both the current administration and the previous administration was that nobody connected the dots. And now we've got somebody that's working hard to collect the dots to be able to connect them, and everybody's saying, well, you're taking away the rights of people here, and you're taking away the rights of people overseas, and I don't agree with that at all.
I favor a small group of Navy-type SEALs, special ops guys, to take care of a lot of problems on this planet. And you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks. I got to move on. I got some other callers almost out of time. I, too, enjoyed talking with you about this. First-time caller line, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hello. Hi. George?
Yes, sir. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, George. Pretty heated topic there.
Oh, yeah, it is. But you know what? The good part about it is people have a right to talk. And I think if we lose that, we've lost it all. If we can't agree to disagree, we are crumbling.
That's true. You might as well just pack your bags and move overseas somewhere. Call it the Soviet Union. The question I have for you, it's a while back, most of my life, I'd always had dreams, that always dealt with things in my personal life, things around my family, basically dealing with things that were happening and things that were basically I was able to see. Things that were going to happen with my family, like I was able to tell when my grandfather was going to die before he died and things like that. And about 3 years ago, I had what the doctor called a sudden onset seizure, and they put me on this medicine called Topamax. The question I have is whether you or any of your viewers or listeners would know, does these medicines that affect some of the chemical reactions in your brain, do they actually will they impact the your ability of these to be able to maybe your psychic abilities or anything like that?
Gosh, I don't know about that. All I do know that a lot of psychics and shamans have used mind altering drinks and plants in order to put themselves in an incredible different state of mind. I don't know if these pharmaceuticals could do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Yeah, it seems like since I've been on this, I've been on it for about 2 or 3 years now, but, I used to have the migraines, quite a bit, but I always associated the migraines with that, with the ability, with having the dreams and such like that.
Right.
But now then, since I don't have the dreams, I don't have the migraines, and I'm on the medicine, I kind of associated them all together. And I didn't know if maybe, the medicine might actually affect that ability. And yeah,
How are you feeling overall because of this?
Well, it's good, I feel great because of it. It's just one of those things. I'd always been able to, always had feelings about things that might, premonitions about things that were going to happen. And, I just don't have those anymore. And, something I had for, I'm 35, 36 years old now, and I've had them for, over 30 years, for 20-something years that I can remember, and, all of a sudden you don't have them no more, so it's like you're missing something, and you just lose it all of a sudden. So,
I got to tell you, if it works for you, then continue to do it. My knock over all these years at the pharmaceutical industry is not because of all the drugs that they put out there, because there are some, and I've said this, there are some drugs, and maybe many drugs, that have had significant, tremendous improvement for people's lives, whether they are blood pressure pills or who knows what. And if you can't do it naturally, some of these pharmaceuticals have helped people. My concern has been their tactics, leaking things through quickly through the FDA, maybe falsifying documents, trying to get a drug to market when they know it's not safe. That concerns me. And then the abundance of profit that is tied into all of this. My, oh, my, the time is gone. I think I've been talking too much. Well, in a moment, Jerry Corsi will join us. We're going to talk, first of all, with Jerry about the possibility of North Korea launching a nuke in a test and what the response could be from the United States. And then we're going to devote the rest of the program to talking about the atomic Iran. Jerry's got a new book out, and we'll talk about that in a second as well. That is called Showdown with Nuclear Iran. Is there this strong possibility that Israel will say enough is enough? We got to do something now. All this is next. Plus, we'll take your phone calls at the end of the show.